Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 29th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the impending eviction of Zimbabweans who are currently refugees at the Central Methodist Church in Johannesburg, South Africa.
To join the show, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Well, you know, many of them have stayed here for quite a long time. The longest must be 10 years at least. And obviously the mood in the building is very subdued. Some of it's very sad, you know, because this has been a place of safety. For many, it's been a place of healing. For many, it's been a place of giving them back some place of dignity.
So, Payanga is a good place for me as a shelter. Yes, it made me feel at home. Nenye kuti pangaba nevamwe maZimbabwe ndangari pove kuti vaitaura rudzi rwangu semunhu angari muforeign land.
This is why I want to vanhu vanenge vesashala emjondolweni lape emzansi. Kota, coming back to Methodist, angoni kuti bazaphumelela kuti vavaxotshela. Pave ngabaxotsha nje kodwa mbone ngani izathatha isikhathi isemakhothi indawo yangu indaba le. Ngoba yaqinisele imelwa ngama human rights lawyers.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening, we are talking about the impending evictions of Zimbabweans at the Central Methodist Church in Johannesburg, South Africa.
The Methodist Church in Central Johannesburg will be closing its doors to refugees by the end of December. The church has been home to a number of refugees since xenophobic attacks occurred in that country a few years ago. Bishop Paul Vereni of the Methodist Church says they were trying to find alternative accommodation for the 500 people living there.
The South African media, quoting Reverend Zivosihle Sizwa, the president, the presiding bishop of the Methodist Church, rather, in Southern Africa, says that Bishop Vereni's term has ended and the church was caught deciding on how to move forward without the refugees. But the AIDS Law Project, Lawyers for Human Rights and Legal Resources Center, says if the church finally closes, as has been threatened, the people who need its support would not miraculously evaporate, and neither would the ongoing crisis in Zimbabwe. Refugees would be dispersed and forced underground into places where they would be less accessible and in greater danger of health and human rights violations.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318.
Yeah, for it. Wonguka hama dzadiwa nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa ne dambudziko revana veZimbabwe vanga vakapotera pachechi ye Central Methodist Church kuJohannesburg. Tiri kunzwa kuti chechi inenge isisatendere vanhu kuti vange vachigara ipapo, uye pane vanhu vanonzi vangangosvika mazana mashanu kana kuti 500 vanga vachida kuti vange vachiwanirwa pekugara sezvo chechi yave kuvhara mukupera kwemwedzi uno. Chechi yanga ichibatsira zvikuru zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvanga zvaenda muupoteri muSouth Africa nezvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana. Vamwe vanga vachitiza hondo inombomuka kuZimbabwe zvikuru munyaya munguva yesarudzo, vamwewo vachienda kunopotera nekuti upfumi hwenyika hauna kumira zvakanaka. Gibbs.
Yebo, kambe zuro kandaba lingalitona njani lapa tikona kona mpoke makaya tinai lapa siyaphila okwamagama. Lord Blessing, Yeah, namhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lwe-United Methodist Church khona ngale ke eJohannesburg. Ukhanya ngazani isiyakuma ukuthi thatha abantu ukuthi bangene khona ngale. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke inkonzo leyi kade thatha abantu abaningi kakhulu abanye abavele eZimbabwe akade bebalekela okutshiyeneyo basebesiyahlala khona ngale. Kodwa ke iziphathamandla ze-church leyi bathi kukhanya ngazani kukhona okuhluphayo. So ke sokuvalwa ngoDisemba sibili kuyavalwa ngqengqe ukuthi akusela muntu ongenayo. Kodwa ke okuhluphayo ke blessing yonke kutsho kwakho kwenye ngazani abantu bangagcina behlala egangeni abanye akwazi ukuthi bayakuya ngaphi abanye bayayisaba njalo ukuthi babuyele eZimbabwe. So sifuna ke ukuthi lingene kuhlelo kathesi sixoxene nasi nombolo lifona kanye siyalifona khona ngapho 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjalo mfowethu.
I think we have our first two guests, Gibbs. That is Bishop Paul Verin. Bishop Verin, good evening. Bishop Verin? Bishop Verin, can you hear me?
I can, but there's a huge amount of background noise. I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah, we're having That's problems better. With the phones, but now we can hear you loud and clear.
Yes.
I think we also have Mr. No Muguti, who was also taking refuge at the church. Mr. Muguti, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing fine, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, maybe you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, let's start with you, Bishop Verin. How many Zimbabweans are at that church, and where are they going to be accommodated when they are told to leave?
You know, the count on Christmas Eve was about 468, I believe. I'm not sure how many of those, about 80% of that is Zimbabwean. And we are looking for alternative accommodation. We do have one possibility already in Soweto. We should be able to take quite the majority of people. Mm-hmm. The Lutheran church just down the road from me in Soweto is also beginning to look as if they might be able to help us. And then there's a councillor as well who's looking for alternatives for us. We've also spoken to government.
Why is it that these people are now being evicted, Bishop Verin? We are reading some reports saying the refugees are accused of various crimes ranging from pickpocketing, prostitution, rape, looting, and the spread of HIV, AIDS, and tuberculosis. This is coming from the South African newspapers. And there's another claim that they are accused of running a 2 million electricity bill. Is this true?
You know, our electricity bill, just to start with that one first, has accumulated over a fairly lengthy period of time. We have been in discussion with the city of Johannesburg, and there have been arrangements made to be able to try and settle that account properly. And it's not just the refugees who have run up that account. It's accumulated over a fairly long period of time. To accuse the refugees in the building of the rest of the crimes that you've alluded to and the spread of tuberculosis and so on, I think that that's very, very unfair, because you would imagine that in those kind of crowded conditions, for instance, if we were spreading tuberculosis, it would spread at such a rate that we would not be able to cope with it. We have had Médecins Sans Frontières working in the building since we opened the refugee center, and there's a 24-hour clinic that operates at the bottom of the building as well, and they see people in the building for nothing. We don't even have 10 people in the home-based care, and so the spread of tuberculosis and the rest of it, I think that, you know, those are difficult accusations to quantify and to support whoever's making that allegation. And then one of the things that we have struggled with just in terms of the petty crime is that there have been opportunists who have used the vulnerability of the building to, yes, pickpocket and abuse people walking in the streets and then run into the building, because it's you know, it's fairly difficult when once you get into that building to trace people. We have spoken to the police on more than one occasion of that. There have been times when they've helped us, because obviously that kind of crime doesn't really help the building in terms of the fact that we've got small children in the building and we have wanted to try and keep the atmosphere in the building as dignified as we possibly can. To come to your very first question, I think that this part of the chapter of how that building is being used at the moment has come to an end. The church leadership, the local church leadership, have come to the point of saying, you know, we want people to be able to find an alternative for two reasons. First of all, the building needs some kind of restoration after 14 years of people living in it under very difficult circumstances. And secondly, for their own sakes, you know, sleeping on steps and in foyers and in circumstances that lack privacy and certainly struggle with human dignity, it is important that we try and find something better and more appropriate for people.
Thank you so much, Bishop. Please do stay on the line. Kune avo vachangotibata nhasi tiri kutaura nezvenyaya yevana veZimbabwe vakapotera pachechi Methodist kuSouth Africa. Tina Bishop Paul Verin vanga vachichengeta vana ava kwemakore gumi nemana sezvamanzwa vachitaura apo. Vari kuti pane zvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana zviri kuita kuti chechi ivharwe, asi vari kuti ivo vari kutsvaga kwekuti vanhu ava vakwanise kunge vachienda kunogara. Vachitaurawo ivo kuti handi chokwadi kuti vanhu avanga vachiparadzira kana kuti kuita kuti zvirwere zvakaita seTB neHIV zvinge zvichitapuriranwa muSouth Africa. Vachitiwo handi chokwadi chekuti vanga vachiita zvekubira vanhu vachitiza vachienda muchechi umu, asi vari kuti kwanga kwapera makore akati wandei. Nekudaro vakuru vechechi vari kuti chechi inofanira kunge ichiti igadziriswewo mamiriro ayo. Gibbs.
Yes, muzvulekei lapha ke uBishop Verin Khuluma sibele sithi kungani kungamanga kakhulu ukuthi abantu bahlala khonangale ke uMethodist Church ukuthi yibo benza ukuthi kube nobungilimbane obuningi khonangale eCentral Johannesburg, njalo lokuthi yibo abenza kumemetheke iTB, njalo lo mkhuhlane weHIV, kube ngithi igciwane leHIV. Kube sekubuya ke uthe ke Blessing Nqamuzwe kuhle uthe kule mzamo eyenziwayo ukuthi abantu labo badingelwe indawo lapho bangahlala khona. Uthe Soweto kanye ngazani kule ndawo abangayidinga. I-Lutheran Church layo ngazani iyazama, kusuka lo mucounselor nje ozama ukuthi alungise. Okwamanje I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Mthokozi Zindiweni. He's a Zimbabwean living in South Africa. Baba Ndiweni, ungawunjani?
Ngiyaphila, unjani mfowethu?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. So akusitshele wena ngombono wakho ukuthi kambe abantu laba bangaphuma kula ngale ke enkonzweni leyi baza kuya ngaphi?
Hey, lezi zindawo ezibuhlungu ma ngokuzwa kwethu ukubana ibandla lethu ele-Methodist kade liphathisa amaZimbabweni selihlelo lolu alusayiukuqhubekela phambili of which lokhu ithi kuza ngesikhathi esimasinyane kokuthi akunikezi ithuba lokuthi kube la macebo angaphathisa abantu masinya. Kodwa esingakutsho yikuthi lathi kusayidi lethu njengabantu abaphathisa amaZimbabweni endaweni eziningi silo hlelo vele besile proposal akade sesiyenzile ku-JCT Refugee Services South Africa lapho ezahlalelwa phansi xoxiswane ngomhlaka-3 January, but futhi not later than January siyabe sesile ndawo engaphathisa ukuthi amaZimbabweni lawo asesukekule ndawo angasela ndawo yokuhlala akhone ukuthi aphathiswe agcinwe njalo anakekelwe, ngoba lokho kuze ngesikhashana nje okuthi ithuba lakhona lokwenza izinto eziningi lingabe libe fishane ukuthi angazangaba lama-notice and ama-engagements esingathi aproper ngesilungu.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana ubambe khona pho ngayikatshana. So he says as Zimbabweans living in South Africa, you know, they've engaged the Jesuits in the sense that there is a refugee center where they are proposing that some people can be taken to that area. So at the end of the day, he says the talks are going to be there maybe starting on the 3rd of January so that they can accommodate some of them.
Regaiti mbwenda kuna vamguti. Vamguti muripo ere?
Sipo baba maa sega.
Maa chwa gaka vamu waripa chechap.
Pa
Pane vana mengata wana wo kana mungata na wandi sike bavari.
Ndiya mai gava nditi.
Yeah.
All right, vanonzi mai ani.
Salam yao ndio ndisikazi asvanonzi ndo atitete Gertrude.
All right, regai titaure nawo tisatadzoka zvakare kwamuri.
All right, nato si hangu parara. Hello.
Magadi henyu.
Ndiko magadi henyu ndiri kutaura nani?
Isu tiri ku Studio 7 munoitwa mai ani mimi. Munoitwa mai ani tiri ku Studio 7. Munoitwa mai ani mimi.
Mati.
That is tare nyumuno nzi mai ani.
Ndonzi Gertrude.
Oh, Gertrude ani.
Mandeya.
Okay, all right. Mai Mandeya, mungatudzwa kuti makanopotera pa Church of Methodist irini.
Ndinogara ndakauya pano 2007.
Oh, chikonzero chei chakaita kuti munge muchienda unogara apa? Mai Mandeya, chikonzero chii chakaita kuti muende kunopotera apa?
Ndali sina kugara.
Mune vana vangani?
Aindi mwana wakira wakatorohwa, umwe akaroora, umwe akaroorwa.
Saka murikunzwa sei nenyaya iyo yekuti chechi yaakuvhara, mane kwekuenda here kana kuti zvakamira sei?
Zvimwe zvamuri kutaura hatisiri kunzwana namuche, dai mamuri kuda taitaurirana zvakanaka.
Tiri parunhare
pakawanda vanhu, saka vari kuita noise.
Vari kuita noise, asi tanga chida kubvunza kuti muri kunzwa sei nenyaya yekuti chechi yada kuvhara.
Saka pano taakubva tiri kunzvitidza, asi kwekuenda kwati hatina.
Hamusati mawanirwa kwekuenda?
Noise yacho mwanangu.
Hai, munogona kufamba here muchienda pasina vanhu? Oraiti muchifano famba kudaro, regai tifano taura nevamwe hedu. Asi moenda pasina vanhu navamuguti. Orait, tsvagai pasina noise vamuguti.
Regai ndiona kuti ndingashifta ndikamira pasina noise.
Orait, timbotaura nemi futi muchifamba kudaro vamuguti. Vamuguti, mungatudza kuti koimimiwo makazosvika sei pachechi apa?
Nhaonga tasvika sekuziva kwezitaro kuti no muguti naanga andiri House of Assembly candidate kureva kumirira maparliamentary ends mudunhu regokwe nembudziya kumidlands north.
Saka chii chakaitika?
Musure muome noizi yakaitika 2008. Ndaive nembabvu dzakatyoka, ndanzwa nekusungwa nokuparadzikwa zvino. Ndakaona zviri nani kuti ndisiye nyika yandaidisa chaizvo ndiye kusouth africa.
Saka chechi yanga iri kukubatsirai sei?
Actually pano pahwisiri ndanga ndichiona maservices anga akawanda. Counseling, shelter, a place to be in a lane where there is no one or zero kwako.
Saka makwanisa kuwandirwa peugara here?
At the moment hazvina kunyepera pekugara hapasati pavepo, vanhu tichingoshungurudzika nokushaya kuti tingaendei.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Tsvagai pasina noise vamuguti, motsvaga vamwe vairi vatatu vatinopota tichitaura navo muchichinjana foni, asi rambai zvenyu muri parunhare muchienda pasina ruzha. Tinotenda. Of course, there was Tete, Auntie Mandeya, and Mr. Noam Guti there. They are at the Methodist Church. That's why there is that background noise.
Yes, yes.
But Auntie Gertrude Mandeya says that she has nowhere to go, and the church has been assisting her a lot ever since she moved from Zimbabwe, obviously because of the problems there that include the economic problems. Then we have Mr. Noam Guti, very interesting. He was an opposition movement for democratic change candidate in Gokwe, Nembudzia, and in 2008 there were there was that violence that occurred. Yes. So he says he suffered broken ribs. His property was destroyed. and he had no option but to go to South Africa. And he's also saying that at the moment he does not know where he will end up at, because there is no alternative accommodation so far, Gibbs.
Very sad indeed, Blessing. And you could hear some noise, you know, coming from there. Clearly there are some kids that were playing in that kind of background. So I think now we've got a caller from Zimbabwe. And the name of the caller is Swela. Mr. Swela, good evening.
How are you, my friend?
Very fine. How are you?
No, I'm very fine.
Welcome to the program.
Yes, I'm calling at Cross Jocholo. I once called you when I was at the University of Zimbabwe, but I was under the vacation. It's a sad and a pathetic story to understand that our Zimbabweans are being mistreated in South Africa. I think it's pity to understand that this church has been closed, yet it was a church that was keeping the refugees there. I think maybe the community in South Africa should understand that we are one. We always talk about global village. We always talk about continental understanding. Since South Africa and Zimbabwe are in Africa, we are one people. So there is need for them to comprehend our issue in a very professional way so that they can help these people.
But as far as you're concerned, do you think that maybe the Zimbabwean government should actually be taken to task, you know, to explain, you know, some of these things? Because at the end of the day, where are those people going to go?
Yeah, that's the sensitive issue and the most touching issue. I think the Zimbabwean government also is concerned, because see, people, why are they leaving their country? Why do they leave their country? So these are the reasons that many people are flocking in South Africa, because they want to try to earn a living. And it's a problem, even it's an issue that is giving the South African government a lot of headaches. Because South Africa, remember, not only Zimbabweans are border to South Africa, Nigeria and Somalia. So South Africa is not a big country to accommodate all these issues. So, but then still, if chances are there, they should understand that we are just one. And if those people are trying to plan xenophobia, you know, xenophobia affected a lot of people. Ethnic organizations should try to conscientize people, because the issue that is in Zimbabwe, one day will come to South Africa. Because it's an issue of political system, issue of economy that has affected South Africa, I mean Zimbabweans. So they have to understand these Zimbabweans that they are in a hot soup.
Do you see any long-term solution to this problem, Mr. Swell?
Well, the issue is very simple, my brother. The Zimbabwean government should sort out any problems that make these people to flee away from their country. Do we have anything that is affecting them? Then that thing should be resolved.
Kodwa usoze kuhlupheke ukuhulumende kolonke ukuthi xa sesizwa abantu sebesithi kakulungiswe abesithi abantu laba bangabuya enxe bazabuya bezemvota out khonapho kwele Zimbabwe. Awubona ukuthi kunjani?
Uyabona mfowethu, ukuvotwa out akumelanga ama-African government akwesabe. Nxa ngingasayenelisi ukwenza kuhle, kumele ngivumele, ngingadliwa ngivumele ukuthi size siqhubeke. Remember phela, xa ukuhulumende ngubungumbusi, yazi ukuthi ilizwe ngelabantu, ufakwa ngabantu, abantu kumele benze intando yabo. Intando kaZulu yeqakathekile.
Awuboni ke eswela baba. Thank you very much. Thank you so much, ma.
All right.
There was Swela there in Jocholo, you know. It might not.
Bishop Verin, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Bishop Verin, have you been receiving any support from the government and other non-governmental organizations, or this was a lone battle? How were you managing to assist all these people?
To a large degree, it has been a lone battle. I'm part of the United Nations Protection Working Group in the UNHCR, and there we've had interaction with the Departments of Home Affairs. The problem is fairly substantial. I mean, the estimate is that there could be between 2 and 3 million Zimbabweans in South Africa, and you must understand that I certainly don't deal with nearly that number, even a tiny percentage. We've faced every kind of difficulty that you can possibly encounter quite normally in a community, from
every kind of personal conflict to whatever else you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a fairly lonely journey. Mm-hmm. It's recently that I've been able to engage with the government, primarily because I'm involved with them in other issues around South Africa, mm-hmm. in terms of housing and the rest of it. That mm-hmm. I'm hoping that we might be able to forge something better. My dream mm-hmm. would be that we have a place mm-hmm. where your people can come, mm-hmm. Migrants. You know, I mean, it's not just a South African problem. It's a problem in Europe. It's a problem all over the place mm-hmm. at the moment. And that we have a proper kind of center that enables what the Constitution demands. Mm-hmm. And what the Constitution demands is that we don't form a separate place mm-hmm. for refugees, but that rather we enable them to integrate properly into the society. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't just happen automatically. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, and we've tried this in the building, we've had to create skills development, and we've got people who are engaged in trying to find jobs for people. And so more than 30,000 people have been through that building. Uh-huh. And some of the stuff that's happened in that building has been absolutely miraculous. Uh-huh. Just let me say, we've also got, for instance, karate classes in the uh-huh. building. And one of our young karate people has won an award and will be coming mm-hmm. To New York sometime wow. in the new year. Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's good news indeed. We've
established a school. The results of the school at the school have been spectacular. Mm-hmm. In actual fact, last year they did the O-level Cambridge examinations and we had a 100% pass in subjects.
Wow.
Not a single failure, you know, mm-hmm. which is an incredible record.
Yeah.
We've got teachers who work in the most dedicated and incredible way. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there are some stories that have come out of Central that are actually mind-blowing, considering mm-hmm. the resources that we've had mm-hmm. and the kind of support that we've received. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, I want to tell you that honestly, migrants have been a great, great blessing to this country. And if we learn okay. to actually form the partnerships that one of the earlier speakers spoke about, okay. I'm telling you, we could do something spectacular for Africa, actually. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bishop Verin. Do stay on the line. Of course, we did talk to one young man on one of our youth programs, Brian Moyo, who passed through the Methodist Church. He's doing his final year in law.
Mm.
You know, wow. quite a remarkable achievement. Mm. He was staying in the streets for quite some time, and then he went, he wrote his Cambridge exams. He passed. He's doing his final year
that's
in law.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's really remarkable good news, indeed. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting some messages.
And let me tell you, let me tell you something else about Brian Moyo. He's also been one of our peace action monitors.
Mm-hmm.
So that he's been vigilant around issues of xenophobia.
Mm-hmm.
And in that position has played a fairly vital role in terms of mediating mm-hmm. some of the conflict and anxiety that South Africans have about foreign nationals.
Mm, remarkable indeed. Mm. Quite a bright young man, you know. Interesting to interact with him.
Yes, let's just read one message from Mokwena Daniels on Facebook. He says, those Zimbabweans must just go back home and face their problems or make themselves legal by bringing legal documents, period. So we'll continue reading some of these messages after the break.
Okay, so Mr. Ndiweni, Mr. Mguti, and Bishop Verin, please do stay on the line. We'll be back shortly. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here, but we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk, where we are streaming live. This is Blessing Zulu.
And that is www.voazimbabwe.com. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.